गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिर गोवर्धन की जय, व्रजभूमि वृंदावन धाम की जय, नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय, पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथ पुरी धाम की जय, गंगमय की जय, यमुनमय की जय, भक्ति देवी की जय, तुलसी महारानी की जय, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपाकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनाशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापदांतिकं। वंदेहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातां सहगणा रघुनादान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं। श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांता राधा कांता नमोस्तुते। तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनीश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये। नमो महावदान्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः। वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमः ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेस्ताय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैता गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा, वेलकम यू ऑल फॉर Bhagavatam morning Bhagavatam class. So today just I will be sharing some reflections, or I'm basically summarizing the book that is written by Sachinandan Swami, The Living Name. So I was reading it since I think almost 1 year, so I just want to share some of the things. Yesterday Balaram Shakti Prabhu was telling, after one ashram, at the end he concluded that Dina China Yatachilo Harinama Uddalile Tarasakshi Jagai Matai. So with that we will move forward with what is the little about Harinam. So how can we, so basically this book deals with how can we chant with some, how can we improve our chanting. So we'll just see what are the recommendations that are given here. So if we discuss these things among devotees, so at least some things will stick us, some things together common we can practice, so that will help each and every one of us. So I'll just start. So this is the famous verse composed by Rupa Goswami. So we'll start with this. Tunde tandavini ratim vitanute tundavali labdaye karna kroda kadambini ghatayate karnarbude bhyaspruham cheta prangene sangini vijayate sarvendriyanam kritim no jane janita kiyad biramrute krishne tivannadvai. So Rupa Goswami is saying, when he chants the two syllables Krishna, he's saying that I don't know how much taste that is there in these two syllables, that I desire so many millions of tongues, so many millions of ears, and when that holy name enters into my heart, it conquers all my senses. So this is the experience of Rupa Goswami, that he is saying that he is experiencing all these things. So this is like chanting with taste, lot of taste he is getting. So for us, it may be little longer. So in order to develop that taste, there is certain mood that needs to be adapted. So that mood is discussed in this book. So to adapt that, so basically he says that a person who is purified in his heart, he will be able to easily chant. A person with taste, he will be always able to chant and he relishes chanting. But in order to attain that, we need to follow that process. Basically, all the angas of devotional service only, that is summarized, but put in a nice way. So we'll just see. So he basically, he classifies different ways of chanting, and he just classified in five ways. Chanting in Yojana, chanting in Sambandha, chanting in Seva, chanting in Vipralamba, and chanting in Sharanagati. Like that he classified. I think some of these can be think of as a progressive, but some are like chanting in Sharanagati, that is included from starting onwards. So we'll see what are those things. I'll just give summary, and then what are the important points that will help us to improve our chanting. Maybe those things we'll discuss. So chanting in Yojana means alignment, he says. So he gives the analogy of three temple gates. So like he gives the analogy of Ranganath temple, Srirangam. So where the temple is there inside, and there are three outer gates are there. So if you open outer gate, we will enter the innermost, like that. So we will cross three gates and finally arrive at the gate of the Lord's temple. So these three gates he compared with aligning our body, aligning our mind, and aligning our heart. So, and when we align our body, align our mind, and align our heart, slowly it's like we are opening the gates of that temple, and we will arrive at the inner sanctorium of that temple. And whatever we do, that door will not open automatically. Only when the Lord willing, that time only it will open. So similarly, whatever may be our efforts, only when the Lord bestows his mercy, that time only he awards his darshan. So similarly, we will put our efforts, but it depends on the Lord to bestow his mercy. But that also, Eyatamam Prapadyante, that principle is always there. When we surrender, Lord always eager to surrender to us. So in these three aspects, aligning the body, he again mentions in like three divisions he did. Posture, pronunciation, listening. So posture, he says that posture helps in concentration. So if some steady posture is there, that would be better. So, but as long as possible, we can try for that. If something is not possible, we need not stick to it, but other techniques we can apply. So as far as possible, steady position will help in chanting. So that's what he mentions. And then pronunciation means clearly pronouncing each and every syllable of the mantra. So that will, it's like Lord is Bhavagrahi. Even though someone pronounces incorrectly, also the Lord will accept. But just like a father will accept the child's small talk, but ultimately the child needs to grow. So similarly, we need to also learn to pronounce properly. So that is the next pronunciation, which we need to pronounce clearly. And then listening. So this is the most difficult part. Like after pronouncing, we should hear the each and every word that we are speaking. So Prabhupada, we know that always that quote, just chant and hear what is the question of mind, like that he says. So we, as much as possible, we try to hear the mantra. So this is the in consideration with aligning the body. These three things we need to first develop. Then comes the next item. He says that aligning the mind. So aligning the mind means how to situate our mind during chanting. So he says, be present, means our mind always say, thinking about the past and go into the future. So one very nice quotation from Bhaktivinoda Thakur is this: forget the past that sleeps, and never the future dream at all, but act in time that are with thee, and progress thee shall call. He says, that means, at least during the time of chanting, try to be present. Forget the past and don't be anxious about the future. Focus on the present. So, and we know that even though we try, the mind will go past and future. So bring it back. Eto eto nischalati manas chanchalam astiram tatastato niyamyaita atmanyeva vasham nayet. So we know that mind will definitely go past and future, and that is not in our control, but our control is bringing back, that we read from Japa book. So we always try to bring the mind back to hearing the holy name. So this is about mind. So it's it's a huge task, but that's what the rest of the book is talking about, how to control the mind. And then he says, like, mind only, but he gives the another terminology. It has a heart, aligning the heart. So aligning the heart means what are the inner feelings while chanting. So that heart, he says there are three hearts generally, like one physical heart, where the organ which pumps the blood to all our body, and then emotional heart, where all our feelings are there, like we always want some expectation, happiness, community, distress, love, inner peace, everything. So these are all things like related to emotional heart. But he says that if we dig deep, all these emotional needs will ultimately land in the need for Krishna. So, and that is where the spiritual heart lies, where the heart which want to connect to Krishna spiritually. So this is often neglected heart, which we need to cultivate, he says. So for that, we need to, during Japa also, we need to focus our heart in spiritual feelings for the Lord. Like how we can, how Lord is very merciful, and how we can pray to that. And this spiritual heart only, that how to align that heart, that is only discussed in the rest of the books. So these are the, like, chanting in yojana, basically aligning the body, mind and heart. So body means as far as possible steady posture or in a steady situation, and mind is bringing back and being present, listening the sorry, body means posture plus pronunciation clearly and listening clearly. Mind is being present in the holy name and bringing back the mind wherever it goes. Heart is with emotionally chanting, like while chanting, connecting with Krishna. So that's what the aligning the heart is the rest of the book. So that will come. So we'll go to the next. So next is like chanting with Sambandha. So this is like how our heart can be in connection with Krishna while chanting. So this he says. So Sambandha says that Sam is together, Bandha is bound. That means someone is bound together in a relationship. So Sambandha is relationship basically. That means while chanting, we should remember our relationship with Krishna. And with that relationship, when one chants, that will be like effective. So this is the essence of Sambandha, bound together and the remembering. So basically remembering that I am part of Krishna and I belong to Krishna, and in that connection we will chant. So he says that the greatest problem of material life is that we forget that we have a completely different identity to the one we have temporarily assumed right now. So our true identity is covered as we become bound by Maya's illusions. When the self is lost, all is lost. So that means we currently so much identify with our current mind and current body that we forget our true identity. So at least for the time being, during chanting, you become identified in your real identity. So chant in that space where you are part of Krishna and you are servant of Krishna. In that consciousness, we should chant. So he says that this Maya illusion is like we are there in illusion for so many infinite lifetimes. It is like it always sees that it is very impossible to come out of it. And these past habits, all these things, they are very difficult to overcome. He quotes one analogy where one elephant is there. So some Jew is there, and their big fire fire has broken in the Jew. All the animals escaped, but one elephant did not escape. So because that elephant was tied to a rope, so it could not escape. So after going, they examine that rope is very fickle, means it is very easy to break it. But that elephant did not try only. It thought, I cannot break it. So that is because in the past, when it was in his childhood, when it was brought, it was chained with iron chains, and it tried to break open. But he could not open, and his legs got injured. So he tried and gave it up. So later on, they removed that iron chain and puts normal rope only. But that impression was there in his mind that I cannot break open this chain. So it did not even try only. So this is like we may think that we cannot give up some of the past things, but if we try, we can give it up like that. That is our lesson that is mentioned there. So even though these are very strong, so he says that Krishna is called as Chitta Hari. So these iron chains in our mind can be compared to so many past impressions, and these are very difficult, even more difficult than iron chain to break. But there is one hope. That is because Krishna is known as Chitta Hari, and he can break all these impressions. So the more we connect with Krishna in chanting, that time Krishna is there in the name, and he can break those illusions. So basically the essence is like connecting to Krishna as a part of Krishna and understanding the essence that Jivera Swarupahoi Krishnera Nityadas. So this is the identity that we need to carry while doing japa and all our activities. So in that, and then he quotes one nice connecting sloka. कृष्ण तुम्हार हई यदि भले एक बार माया बंद है ते कृष्ण तारे करे पार. सो दिस इज फ्रॉम चैतन्य चरितामृत मध्यलीला. वन इज इमीडिएटली फ्रीड फ्रॉम द क्लचेस ऑफ माया इफ ही सीरियसली एंड सिंसियरली सेज, माय डियर लॉर्ड कृष्णा, ऑल्दो आई हैव फॉरगॉटन यू फॉर सो मेनी लॉन्ग इयर्स इन द मटेरियल वर्ल्ड, टुडे आई एम सरेंडरिंग अन टू यू, आई एम योर सिंसियर एंड सीरियस सर्वेंट, प्लीज एंगेज मी इन योर सर्विस. सो विथ दिस कॉन्शियसनेस वी शुड लाइक कनेक्ट विथ कृष्णा. दैट मीन्स इन सो लॉन्ग इन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड आई फॉरगॉट यू, बट आई वॉन्ट टू रीकनेक्ट विथ यू. सो इन दैट संबंध we should pray to the Lord, and that simple prayer can be like, please engage me in your service. So and this one prays, like for example, he gives the example of Kaliya. Kaliya prays that, although, O Lord, it is by nature I am angry, and it is very difficult to for me to conquer this modes, you know, only you can help me. So like that Kaliya prayed. So similarly, we can pray, I want to connect with you, and with that I want to establish relationship again with you. So he quotes one shloka, like this is from Hari Bhakta Vilas, which helps on chanting, things that helps in chanting. Manas samharanam shaucham maunam mantrartha chintanam avyagratvam anirvedo japasampatti hetava. Manasamaran, subduing the mind. Shaucham, cleanliness. Maunam, avoiding unnecessary talk. Mantrartha chintanam, remembering the meaning of mantra. Avyagratvam, patience. And anirvedo, not being disappointed. These are all the things that will help in one's chanting. So, mantrartha chintanam is one of the item in this. So, mantrartha chintanam means, while chanting, we should remember the meaning of the a mantra. So this is applied even in yoga shastras, even in other things also. Whenever we chant some mantra, if we contemplate on the meaning of the mantra, that will add in our meditation. So the simple meaning of Hare Krishna mantra that all our acharyas have said is that, my dear Krishna, my dear Radharani, please engage me in your service. So this is like simple meaning. So while chanting, if we just remember this simple meaning and connect in that way, that will add. This is like mantra. Remembering the meaning of the mantra. So in that way, we are connecting. So, and even in Kirtan also, he says that while doing Kirtan, this is the first important thing to do Kirtan. Anyone who is leading or anyone participating in Kirtan, the first thing is to connect with Krishna, and then praying to the Lord that, please engage me in your service. I am glorifying you. I don't miss. This is the primary first connection, that like first outset, like the mentality or thinking that should be there in singing, that I am glorifying you, O Krishna, with your names. So, and I want you, and I am singing for pleasure, for the pleasure of you. So in that way, when that connection is established, then rest of the things can be added, like nice music and other things that will add pleasure. So if that connection is lost, that will become a musical composition, and it may not be pleasing to Krishna. So this first business is to satisfy Krishna and connecting to Krishna. So that he says. So in for that he, like he, okay, he gives the some steps. He basically that same thing, but just before chanting, if we connect with these steps, we will be able to better connect and chant nicely. That's what he says. So connect to your spiritual essence and identity. That means బేసికలీ ఐఎమ్ ఏ అటామిక్ పార్టికల్ ఆఫ్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అండ్ ద ఎటర్నల్ సర్వెంట్ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ. సో ఇన్ దట్ మోడ్ వీ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్ అవర్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ బై చాంటింగ్ వీఆర్ ట్రయింగ్ టు కనెక్ట్ విత్ అదర్ పర్సన్. హూ ఈజ్ దట్ అదర్ పర్సన్? కృష్ణ. సో కనెక్ట్ టు ద అదర్ పర్సన్ ఇన్ ద రిలేషన్షిప్. కృష్ణ ఈజ్ ద ఇన్ఫైనట్ కాన్షియస్ ఎంటిటీ అండ్ మై ఓన్లీ మాస్టర్ అండ్ ఇన్హాబిట్ ద స్పేస్ ఆఫ్ ద రిలేషన్షిప్. సో హౌ వీఆర్ కనెక్టింగ్? ద మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ ఈజ్ ఎ ప్రిజన్ హౌస్ మెంట్ టు రిఫార్మ్ మై అడ్వర్స్ టెండెన్సీస్ అండ్ టీచ్ మీ టు బి ప్రజెంట్ ఇన్ మై రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ కృష్ణ ఇన్ ద సీక్రెట్ స్పేస్ ఆఫ్ కీర్తన్ అండ్ జప. సో ఐ వాంట్ టు బీ ఇన్ దట్ కనెక్షన్ వైల్ డూయింగ్ జప అండ్ కీర్తన, దట్ ఐ ఎమ్ సో లాంగ్ ఎంటాంగిల్డ్ ఇన్ దిస్ మెటీరియల్ వరల్డ్ బట్ ఐ వాంట్ టు బీ ప్రజెంట్ రైట్ నౌ ఇన్ మై రిలేషన్షిప్ విత్ యూ అండ్ ఐ వాంట్ టు కనెక్ట్ యూ. సో ఇన్ దట్ వే వీ కెన్ కనెక్ట్ టు కృష్ణ అండ్ దెన్ చాంట్ ఇన్ దట్ రిలేషన్షిప్. సో హీ సేస్ దట్ యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ దిస్ సంబంధ జ్ఞాన ఇస్ నాట్ ఫిక్స్డ్, లైక్ దిస్ ఇస్ ద సంబంధ జ్ఞాన దట్ వీఆర్ స్పిరిచువల్ సోల్ అండ్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ద ఇన్ఫైనట్ కాన్షియస్ ఎంటిటీ మై ఓన్లీ మాస్టర్. సో యాజ్ లాంగ్ యాజ్ దిస్ సంబంధ జ్ఞాన ఇస్ ఫర్మ్లీ ఎస్టాబ్లిష్డ్ దిస్ రిలేషన్షిప్ దెన్ టిల్ దట్ టైమ్ వీ ఓన్లీ చాంట్ నామ భాస ద షాడో ఆఫ్ ద నేమ్. సో సంబంధ జ్ఞాన ఇస్ ద మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్. సో దిస్ ఫర్ దట్ దిస్ సంబంధ జ్ఞాన ఓన్లీ వీ ఆల్వేస్ హియర్ lectures and try to understand this philosophy. So truly understanding that we are very insignificant part and parcel of Krishna and Krishna is our true master and we have that relationship and we are trying to establish that relationship. So and this he says that what is the problem if we continue to chant without establishing relationship? Without getting materially motivated, I will continue to chant without any feelings. What is the problem? So he says that we always want some rasa, like soul always wants some nourishment, enjoyment. So if we don't have taste, it will automatically go to any material taste. So this is like the crossing boundary. We can always try to remember ourselves that if you are wanting something material happiness, that means something is lacking in us in spiritually. So we can check our hearts and then connect again to spiritually. So this is an important signal that we can note in our consciousness and try to bring back our consciousness to right understanding. So he says that. So and then so this is like we are trying to establish our relationship with Krishna. So currently or it may be it seems that it is a lost relationship, but that relationship can be easily re-established. Like in the Second World War, he says that many children got separated from their parents and they don't know where their parents are after the World War. So after many years, they could find their parents and parents could find their children where they are. So immediately when they found, they came together and immediately started working. So parents and children, like what are the things that they can exchange. So all those things they started working. Similarly, we have our eternal relationship with Krishna. And currently it may appear it is lost, but as long as we know that that relationship is there and we try to connect that lost relationship, immediately that relationship can be re-established. Krishna will again reciprocate. So that in that way we can establish that lost relationship. So this is what we are trying to do in Japa. So he... he says that this, like identifying ourselves as a servant and chanting, so this, like sometimes many people question that, is it like a, can I have direct relationship with Krishna? I, like generally it is understood that through Guru we will approach Krishna. So can I have direct relationship with Krishna, or is it like something like sahajaya mentality where we are having some rasa? So he says that like every soul has a direct connection with Krishna, and spiritual master acts as a transparent via medium to connect with Krishna. So it is our duty to connect with Krishna, and it's not like a fully established rasa, like the way like thinking I am a peacock or I am thinking a gopi, not like that. It is simple understanding that I am a servant of Krishna, and in that consciousness just chanting for the pleasure of Krishna. So one nice shloka, like how that connection is made by Pingala, that is quoted. Santam samipe ramanam rati pradam vitta pradam nityamimam vihaya akamadam dukkha bhayadishoka moha pradam tuchamaham bhajejna. So Pingala says, the Lord is always situated close to my heart, and he always willing to award pleasure, ratipradam, ramanam, and he gives whatever I want, but I am so foolish that I have ignored that person, and I try to establish my relationship with so many other people who always give dukkha, bhaya, adi, shoka, moha, all these things they give, but I ignored the Supreme Lord who gives pleasure, but I try to establish all other relationships. So I am so foolish, like that she was telling. So, and she connected with Krishna with that understanding. So in that way, when she tried to establish that relationship, the Lord got connected in that. So he gives, his own experience once. Once he is traveling in somewhere near Himalayas, so there is some storm appeared, so he went to little side to save from that storm. From there, he could observe a sadhu. So that sadhu, he was alone. The place where that sadhu is sitting, that there is no storm, and there is no one watching that sadhu. It is a very lonely place. And he could see that sadhu, but that sadhu could not see him. So there, that sadhu is chanting the Lord's name. So, and he is like chanting the Lord Rama's name. It appeared from his tilak. But while chanting, that person is crying tears. So he observed that, that person is alone from all the worldly distractions. He is basically alone, but he is in the greatest company of his Lord. So he is crying tears in the company of his Lord Ram. So he is alone, but in the best of company with the Lord. And he quotes that he met a person who directly saw Bhaktivinoda Thakur while he was chanting. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he used to chant as if calling a person with special feeling. So he used to chant like that. So he says that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is also he used to chant loud and pronounced, and he was calling as if calling a person with a very special feeling. And Prabhupada always says that a child, while calling for his mother, like one should chant like a child who calls for his mother. So all these three examples, he says that this is like we are being alone, but in the best of company. So while chanting, we should be connecting with the Lord in that space. So, and he says that if we try to establish, give importance to all other relationships first, and try, if we ignore the basic first relationship with Krishna, then we will not be able to solve all other problems. But if we first establish our connection with Krishna, and then with that understanding, if we connect to the world, then we may be helpful to others. So it is like he gives the analogy that one nice lady, like he applies his nice perfume, and when he comes to some party or something, she will attract all others with the nice perfume she applied. Similarly, when we first connect with Krishna and when we establish our relationship with Krishna, so that will make us relish rasa with Krishna, and that way, when we interact with the world, we are bringing that scent of Krishna, connection with Krishna to outside world also. So, first important duty of all of us is to first connect with Krishna in relationship, and then when we satisfy ourselves with that relationship, then we can help everyone. So that he says, and then we have to put that seed of bhakti in our heart very deep. He says that bhakti is like a chickpea which is having two distinct sides. And one side is like sambandha jnana, knowledge of Bhagavan, Atma and Maya. Who am I? How am I connected with Krishna? What is Maya and everything? And the another side is abhideya jnana, the process of connecting, the process of bhakti yoga. So we have to constantly meditate on this sambandha jnana properly. And we have to put this seed of bhakti into our antahkarana, which basically consists of four parts. Mana, buddhi, chitta and ahankara. Mana is the reactive mind. Buddhi is the reflective mind which decides. Chitta is subconscious mind. Ahankara is the feeling of identity. So bhakti should go into all these levels. So basically to connect to that sambandha jnana again and again. So for that we have to constantly hear about the qualities of Krishna and what is our relationship, all these things. And then he says one more, like we are disconnected from Krishna and trying to connect Krishna, we have neglected Krishna. So for that, it's like if the repentance, that mood of repentance, like I have neglected you and I want to connect to you. So that mood attracts Krishna. And if we again want to establish that connection with Krishna, Krishna will happily connect with us. So that's the Krishna's response. He says, Sakruteva prapannoyas tavasmiti cha yachate abayam sarvada tasmai dadami etat vratam mama. He says that it is my vow that one who seriously surrenders unto me, saying that, my dear Lord, from this day I am yours. So, and praise me for courage, I will immediately award coverage to that person. He will always remain safe from that time on. So, this Ramchandra, he quotes to Vanaras in response to that Vibhishana's surrender, like they are asking. So, he says that, this is my vow, that whoever surrenders to me, I will definitely protect. So when one understands his condition and try to establish that connection with Krishna, he will immediately respond. So, and another example is Lord Ajamil, when he chanted Lord Narayana's name, even though it is only name, he is calling his son, still the Lord thought that this person belongs to me, I will always protect him. So in this commentary it is quoted. So the Lord thinks that whoever is chanting his name, I should give him protection. So Lord will again, he will connect. So the way how to connect is basically again and again hearing about the Lord, hearing about the qualities of Krishna, how he is reciprocating. So for example, Rukmini, she simply heard. Just by hearing, she could establish that relationship and she developed that faith. So in that way, by hearing constantly about Krishna and contemplating this mood that I am part and parcel of Krishna, in that way we can connect while chanting. In that way we can chant in that space. So that is the chanting in sambandha, in brief. And then the next mood he highlights is chanting in seva, the service attitude. So he says that holy name is a person. So absolute truth is not an it, but a he. So similarly, same applies to holy name. This holy name is a person. It is not a it. So he, the Lord, is a lovable person with features, desires and preferences. So the holy name, like, it is also having all the features of the Supreme Lord, features, desires, preferences, everything. And the our first tangible connection to Lord is through the holy name. So this is mentioned in Harinam Chintamani. Eichari parichaya madhye namatara sakalera adise pratiti sabakara atayeva namamatra vaishnavera dharma name prasputita haya rupa guna karma krishnera samagra leela name vidyamana namese paramatattva tomara vidana. So out of the four things of the Lord, Lord's name, form, qualities and pastimes, the name is the first. Means one accepts the name, through the name the form is revealed. From the form, again, qualities of the Lord are revealed. And then all the pastimes of the Lord are made visible. So first duty is to connect with the Lord's names. And through that, spiritual truth is manifest. Shrinama smarile rupe aise sange sange rupanama bhinnanaya nacha nache nana range. Anyone remembers Lord Krishna's name, meet Lord Krishna's form. Lord Krishna's name and form are non-different. They are Lord Krishna himself dancing in different places. So name and form are non-different. So one can connect with both of them together. And he quotes one nice shloka. నిఖిల శ్రుతి మౌళి రత్నమాల ద్యుతి నిరాజిత పాద పంకజాంత అయి ముక్త కులైర్ ఉపాస్యమానాం పరితస్త్వాం హరినామ సంశ్రయామి. నిఖిల ఆల్ శ్రుతి, శ్రుతి ఇస్ వేదాస్, నిఖిల శ్రుతి ఆల్ వేదాస్, మౌళి, మౌళి ఇస్ క్రౌన్, ద క్రౌన్స్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ద వేదాస్, దట్ ఈస్ ఉపనిషత్స్. రత్నమాల, those Upanishads, when they are string of gems, they are compared to string of gems. So dyuti nirajita, dyuti is light emanating from the Upanishads. So those Upanishads, they are worshipping. Nirajita is like worshipping, doing arati, nirajanam. So nirajita pada pankajanda, so you have the feet like lotus feet, and the ends of your lotus feet are being worshipped by these Upanishads, who are the crown jewels. So, and you are being worshipped by Narada and Shukadeva. O Harinama, I take complete shelter of you. So, he is saying that words don't have feet, but here he is saying that Harinama, Upanishads worship your lotus feet. So that means these names that are there, they are the person, like having feeling, willing, like he's like, we can approach the name as a person. So in that, as a person, when we connect, that time we will connect to the Lord, thinking that Lord's name is non-different from the Lord. And then he quotes very important shloka. So this is the essence of this section. Ata Shri Krishna Namadi Na Bhavet Grahyam Indriye Sevon Mukwehi Jivvado Swayameva Sphuratyataha. So the material sound will never, like material sound will, we cannot, all our senses are material. So with our material senses, we cannot touch anything that is spiritual. Shri Krishna, Nama, Rupa, all these are spiritual things. So with our material things, we can never connect to these spiritual things. But only when our face is turned with the mood of service, Sevon Mukehi Jihvado, so that time only, when the Lord sees this person is trying to serve me, so when he is pleased, that time he can reveal himself through those names and forms. So Sevon Mukhe, that Unmukha, towards the service of the Lord, service of the name, starting with the Jihva. That means we are engaging our tongue in chanting. That is a Nama Seva. So as a service, we are turning towards Lord. With that service attitude, when we turn, when the Lord notices that, oh, this person wants to connect with me in a service mood, so then he reveals himself, Swayameva Swaratyadaha. So this is like whatever taste or whatever connection one will experience in the while chanting, that is because the Lord is pleased and he is revealing whatever thing one is experiencing. So unless the Lord reveals, we can never touch the Lord. So only by bhakti the Lord will be revealed. Bhaktyamam abhijanate yavan yaschasmi tatvatah. So whatever efforts we do, if we, that connection of bhakti is not there, that love, that service attitude, that will not please the Lord, and he may not be willing to reveal. But if we add more that service attitude, that bhakti, then the more the Lord, that attitude that pleases the Lord, and he will reveal the more and more. So this seva dharma is the nicely explained. This is where we can connect to the Lord nicely. In that way we can chant nicely. He says, like impersonalists, their aim is ultimately to merge into the Lord. That means they don't want to serve the Lord. So therefore, they can never be perfect chanters. So although they may, as a sadhana, they may take it up, but ultimately they want to give up that seva. So they can never be perfect chanters, and they will not be able to, since they are not pleasing the Lord, they will never be able to chant nicely. So that's why that Brahmana approaches Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he informs about Prakashananda Saraswati, he says that why he told again and again Chaitanya, but he never said Krishna. He says that person who is against the mood of service, he can never chant properly. And then, so in this world, the more we turn towards the service of the Lord, they can chant nicely. And in Vaikuntha, like this service attitude is blown up, like it is like very high, and people always want to serve Lord Narayana in Vaikuntha. But still, some Aishwarya mood is there, where they think that, oh, Lord can take care of himself. So, little bit lacking. But when it goes to Vrindavan, so everyone in Vrindavan, they think that, oh, the Lord is depending upon me, and they have strong the feeling of mamatva. Mamatva is like feeling of possessiveness. Lord belongs to me. I have to do, I have to take care, I have to serve him. If I don't cook for Krishna, Krishna will be hungry, and therefore Yashoda Mai cooks several times. And the Lord is most attracted to that particular kind of attitude, that service, pleasing, mood of pleasing him. And in return, the Lord only wants to serve the devotees also, that feeling of love. So he carries the wooden chapels of Nanda Maharaj in reciprocation. And whatever the rasa in Vrindavan, they always have this mentality of service towards the Lord. That is nicely explained in Adilila 6th chapter, where everyone wanting to please Lord Krishna in whatever rasa they have. And so that is like seva dharma, that is the first identity that we also have, like das. So with that connection, the more one connect, the more he will be able to, even in namaseva also, while doing chanting also. So we are chanting to please Krishna, to serve Krishna, to serve the holy name. So in that mood, when we connect, the Lord will reciprocate in that. So as long as we try to, our mind is somewhere and we are not connecting in that service attitude, the Lord will also may not reciprocate with that mode. Just it is not that is because we are not connecting. Eyadamam prapadyante tam sadaya bhajamyaham. We are not endeavoring to connect, so Lord will also not connect with us like that. He says, but as soon as one tries to connect in that space, the Lord will immediately reciprocate. So he gives the one analogy, holy name, how it reciprocates. Like he, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he gives the example of empty medicine capsules. Like medicine is there, but capsule is there, and it is coated with some amount of medicine, and rest of the things are addition so that the people can take. So when it goes, that medicine will act. But if essential medicine is not there, it will not act. Similarly, in chanting, if we that mood of turning towards Krishna is not there, the effect will be very minimal. So, but as soon as that mood is there, that trying to connect and trying to serve Krishna, the effect will be more. So the holy name chooses in this way. And when we try to connect in that way, immediately the Lord will descend. So only when it reveals, then only we can understand. Atha Sri Krishna Madi Nabhavet Grahyam Indre Sevon Mukhe Jivado Swayameva Suratyadaha. So for that, we know that King, he gives the example of King Bharat. Bharat Maharaj, in his previous life, he always used to chant. Previous life means when before retiring to forest, while ruling also, he always used to chant the names of Lord. Even in sleep also, even in dreams also. So, and we know the story how he took birth as a deer. But even though he is a deer, at the end of his life, he was able to chant the name of Lord. In the deer form also, he uttered Narayanaya Hare Nama. Even the animal form, he could utter the name of Lord Narayana. Because Lord descended in that form. And similarly, Gajendra, he remembered the prayers offered in previous life. So the name descended. And Haridas Thakur, he used to chant. That is because his attitude is fixed in the service. So in Mahaprakash Leela, Mahaprabhu asks, what do you desire? He says, I don't need anything. Finally, when he insists, he says that, I want the remnants of the devotees. And further he says that, I am asking very high. So basically his mood is in the mood of service. That's why he is able to chant nicely. So even though he is chanting 24 hours, he is not at all feeling tired. He is not doing his duty, but he is tasting the holy name because he was in love. So in that way, he says that we can connect with the Lord, and he gives some instructions from Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. If we try to imbibe, then our chanting can improve. So he says that four rules he gave, Bhakti Vinod Thakur. Be in the company of saintly devotees who teach exemplary service mood by example. Such a mood is infectious. So the first formula, I guess. And then chant in a peaceful and secluded place, in a peaceful mood. Consciously phase out all external distractions. So this we can try. And then chant in a determined attitude. No matter what happens and whatever your mind may concoct, remain fixed on the mantra. After some time, you will see that your mind gives into the chanting. And the fourth he gives is, think about the meaning of the mantra. So if slowly when we apply these rules, slowly the mind may start steady and we can improve our focus. So these are some tips he gives. And he further says that mantraddha chintanam. So there are many meditations that all our acharyas wrote. So while chanting, if we meditate on some of the meditations, like please engage me in your service, and praying for the Lord Krishna, some prayers he quoted. So if we remember those, then that will also aid in our chanting. And then finally, he says that practical service. So the more we try to serve the Lord and his holy name, so the Lord will reciprocate. So it's like we, in the daytime, like when we try to serve and connect with the Lord, and the Lord in the Lord also reciprocate in the while chanting. So as much as possible, try to serve the Lord and also His holy name. We can speak about the holy name also. We can glorify holy name. So in that way, if others also got connected to holy name again bestows mercy upon us. So in this way, we can serve holy name and also the Lord. So in this way, we can connect. So this is like chanting in seva. And then next, he gives like more another way we can chant. He says that mood of separation. So this is the like very high level, but is like this is like this mood is imbibed in the Chaitanya Shishtashtaka and on our acharyas. All the six Goswamis, they are always praying that how can I where is Radha and Krishna, when will I meet them? So like that they are chanting. And even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, Ai nanda tanuja kinkaram patitam mam vishame bhavambudo krupaya tava pada pankaja stitaduli sadrusham vichintaya. Oh, I am your eternal servant, but I have fallen into this material world, but I want to again connect with you. Krupaya tava pada pankaja stitaduli sadrusham vichintaya. So I want, please place me again in your devotional service. Like that Mahaprabhu is requesting. So vipralamba means, he says, like outside absence but inside presence. That means a feeling of missing Krishna. I am missing Krishna. But for all other objects in this material world, one, if one feels separation, that will add misery. But with Krishna, that is like a kind of another kind of another kind of feeling, that rasa, that connect with Krishna. So one nice pastime that he quotes, that one sadhu is engaging in meditation, and one girl comes and she did not notice, she is in some outside area, some jungle, but that girl, she did not notice that sadhu and rushes, she almost kind of knocked over that sadhu and rushes ahead, and that this sadhu got a lot of disturbed, and how can that she behave with me like that, he was thinking. And after some time, that girl again comes back, and this sadhu asks her, that time when the girl sees this sadhu, she offers obeisances. She was very respectful. This sadhu was shocked, and he asked her, why you are behaving like this? Previously you are like almost knocking me. Then that girl replies, oh, very sorry, I could not notice you because I was in eagerness to meet my lover. So that's why I could not notice you, like that she mentions. Then this sadhu contemplates that, oh, even a material lover is so much attractive, and she could not notice even surroundings only, but I am trying to connect with the supreme lover who is having most wonderful qualities, so I should be most attentive. So like that he took that lessons. So the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu expresses these feelings, that when will I get my when will I tears will come, when my voice choked up. So he is basically expressing that I want to connect with you again. So he is like saying, Premadhana vina vyadda daridra jeevan dasakari vetanamore deha premadhana. So my life is useless because I am not attaining love. So therefore, please accept me as your servant and give me the salary of that love. So like that he was praying. So this is the mood of a beggar. Like vipralamba means like the devotees beg for the Lord's mercy. So in that mood he is approaching. So, but it seems very high, these feelings. So how can we practically attain these things? So that, for that, he says that the only way to attain all these deeper feelings is by associating with the sadhus. Krishna bhakti janma mula haya sadhu sangha, Krishna prema janme teho puna mukhya anga. So by associating regularly with sadhus, their mood, who are sadhus, who can lovingly chant, who can have, we have these feelings, so their mood will come to us. So in that way we can develop this. And another powerful way to develop these moods is the prayers of Vaishnavas, like he especially recommended Narottam Das Thakur prayers, Bhakti Vinod Thakur prayers, Saranagati, Prem Bhakti Chandrika. So these are all prayers which are imbibed with these moods. So when we contemplate, when we pray, when we read, so these deeper feelings may come upon us. So that is in essence chanting in Vipralamba. And he says, like chanting in Sharanagati, so this is like these are not like levels, but Sharanagati mood is there even from starting onwards, this mood. So even like as yesterday Balam Shakti Prabhu was saying, even Kanishta Adhikari is practicing that sadhana bhakti, so he is also surrendering. So this mood, so this mood of surrender while we are there, so this kirtan, like Krishna was prayer, Krishna answer. So this Bhakti Vinod Thakur says that a person who takes this process of this sixfold practice of surrender, for that person prayer the Lord will take seriously. So we can try to approach the Lord with this mood of surrender. And there are like two persons who are truly devoted souls, like person who has attained prema and one who is aspiring for prema. So the person who has attained prema, they chant very lovingly, but the person who aspires for prema, they have certain understanding, and with that mood they will chant. So they say, I have no other place to go. I must go to Krishna. Unfortunately, I am not qualified. Lust, greed and so many other things still trouble me. But in my heart of hearts, I only want bhakti. Although my senses may tell me that I want other things, I know those things will not make me happy. I have tried everything to satisfy myself and it hasn't worked. I will now invest fully in the holy name. So like that, with that understanding, he will chant. And so he, like the connecting shloka for this is, Nimajjatonanta bhavanavantas chirayame kulamivasilabdha tvayapilabdham bhagavanidhanim anuttamam patramidam dayaya. So this is like Yamunacharya Stotra. He says that, O Lord, I have merged in this ocean of nations, and after a long time, I have again found you due to the mercy of sadhus. And just like sometimes one may come to the seashore. And O Lord, you also, by getting me, like a person like me, you have attained the right person, because I am so fallen that you have attained a person whom you can bestow your mercy. So this is the, like in this way he will surrender. Although I know I am fallen, but still I am taking shelter of you. So in that is the mood. And this is like the essence of this part, like Trunadapi Sunichena Taroriva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kitaniya Sadahari. So it's like gateway to the surrender. So through this is the main attitude that one can have. And for this, like Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written several songs explaining each of the mood, having how to feel oneself low. And Tarorapi Sahishnuna means tolerance, and also Sahishnuta, like giving mercy to others. So this all comes under Sahishnuta and Amanina Manadena. So if we have this mood, then we can have completely chant nicely. Ultimately it will come to that shloka. And one more nice way we can connect to the Lord is taking shelter of holy dham. So in the dham, like Vrindavan, Madhura, so all these dhams, like the maya, the wheel of maya, curtain of maya is very thinner there. So we can connect with the Lord. In the dham, he says that there are two shaktis. Taraka shakti, energy of liberation, and Paraka shakti, energy of attraction. So when we, in the dham, these two acts powerfully, and when we associate with the Lord, it is like, for example, if someone loses a connection with one of his friend, and if you want to re-establish that connection, so one of the ways is going to that friend's home and exchange some love. So similarly, we are going to dham means we are going to the Lord's home, where we want to again establish our relationship with the Lord. So it is like visiting the Lord's home to establish that reconnection. And Lord's energies, this Tarak Shakti and Parak Shakti, work very nicely. So, and that will help the sadhaka to achieve that connection easily. So it's like Prabhupada said, all my temples are like non-different from Vrindavan, and we also have Vrindavan here. So it will be easy to connect in the dhams. And another suggestion is like associating with the devotees who have this mood of surrender, and also giving up the 10 offenses. This is like most important thing in order to attain success. By this is like the surrender means trying to give up these 10 offenses, then we can work upon other, like all these moods and other things. So this is the first thing we have to work upon, and then all other things we can imbibe. So this is like essence of Saranagati. And for all these things, he gives some tip, like we can try to achieve this through a method called as Sankalpa. So we know Anukulyasa Sankalpa, Pratikulyasa Varjanam. So many times we want to implement some things, but our determination is not sufficient, so we know this method Anukulyasa Sankalpa, we have to take Sankalpa. So this method, like taking Sankalpa, like sometimes we may have some bad habits, or we want to develop good habits, but habit needs to be cultivated. That means we have to deliberately put our effort to make it, or deliberately put our effort to give up. So that is the mood of this Sankalpa. That means we identify what is currently lacking or currently stopping us to chant nicely, and we identify that particular thing, and we form a Sankalpa that I will implement it for certain period of time, which will improve my japa or any of our aspect. So this Sankalpa also we know from Madhurya Kadambani, six levels we see, that Vishaya Sangara and Niyamakshama, these are like two levels that we know. Vishaya Sangara is a person who is trying to control his senses, but he is failing. And then the next level is Niyamakshama. Niyamakshama is he is keeping some vows and he is failing. So this is like we may take, like this is like taking Sankalpa is like a one level like kind of moving forward in our devotional service, because Vishaya Sangara is we are trying but failing in the control our senses. Niyamakshama is we are trying to keep some rules so that we are trying to overcome these tendencies. So Niyamakshama, taking a Sankalpa, is like a kind of advancing in our devotional service. So this he suggests, like any of these levels, if you want to improve, we can improve it by taking some Sankalpa. So finally, these are all the different methods we can improve our connection with the Lord. And so it ended with some glorification of holy name. So this Lord Krishna says to Arjuna, he himself says, anyone who personally chants and dances in front of me, he attracts me, and he quotes this shlokas. Nanama sadrusham jnanam, nanama sadrusham vratam. నామ సదృశం ధ్యానం నామ సదృశం ఫలం. దెర్ ఇస్ నో జ్ఞాన సుపీరియర్ టు నామ. దెర్ ఇస్ నో సుపీరియర్ వ్రత దాన్ నామ. దెర్ ఇస్ నో సుపీరియర్ ధ్యాన దాన్ నామ. దెర్ ఇస్ నో సుపీరియర్ ఫల దాన్ నామ. అండ్ ననామ సదృశ త్యాగో ననామ సదృశ శమ ననామ సదృశం పుణ్యం ననామ సదృశీ గతి. దెర్ ఇస్ నో త్యాగ రెనన్సియేషన్ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ నామ. నో శమ ఈక్విపాయిజనస్ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ నామ. దెర్ ఇస్ నో పుణ్య గ్రేటర్ దాన్ నామ. దెర్ ఇస్ నో డెస్టినేషన్ గ్రేటర్ దాన్ నామ. నామైవ పరమాముక్తి నామైవ పరమాగతి నామైవ పరమాశాంతి నామైవ పరమాస్థితి. సో నామ ఇస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ ముక్తి, నామ ఇస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ గతి, నామ ఇస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ శాంతి, అండ్ ఇట్ ఇస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ స్థితి. నామైవ పరమా భక్తి నామైవ పరమామతి నామైవ పరమా ప్రీతి నామైవ పరమాస్మృతి. ఇట్ ఈస్ అల్టిమేట్ భక్తి, ఇట్ ఈస్ అల్టిమేట్ మతి, ఇట్ ఈస్ అల్టిమేట్ ప్రీతి, ఇట్ ఈస్ అల్టిమేట్ స్మృతి, రిమెంబరెన్స్. నామైవ కారణం జంతో నామైవ ప్రభురేవచ నామైవ పరమారాధ్యం నామైవ పరమో గురు. సో దిస్ ఇస్ అల్టిమేట్ మెడిసిన్ ఫర్ పీపుల్ టు క్రాస్ ఓవర్, అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ అల్టిమేట్ ప్రభు, ఇట్ ఈస్ ద పరమారాధ్య అల్టిమేట్ డెస్టినేషన్, అండ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ద అల్టిమేట్ గురు నామ పరమో గురు. సో దిస్ ఇస్ ద కంక్లూజన్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ బుక్ బై ది లివింగ్ నేమ్. సో we express our gratitude to Sachinandan Swami Maharaj. Shri Grandharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Shrila Prabhupada ki jai.